are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, it's time once again for Pop Quiz. I know you hate it when I start the show with the pop quiz, but tough. If I do it the same day every week, it's not pop. So, pop quiz. All right, pencils out. Everybody, let's go. Let's go. No griping. Pencils out. Here we go. Okay, this is kind of a little longer pop quiz. I need to make sure y'all are studying. Honestly, you know you're supposed to be doing that. You listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, but you study. No, you can't go outside and play. You study afterwards. This way you get to pass the test. Here we go. Number one. Pencils ready? Number one. True or false? The nucleus propulsus, quick groaning. The nucleus propulsus is a real word in medicine. True or false? Come on, this isn't really that hard a test. Is the nucleus propulsus a real word in medicine? True or false? Number two, bonus if you know what the heck it is. Okay. Number two, what should be the normal heart rate of an average adult? The normal heart rate. It's a pretty big range. Okay. No, you don't have to get it to the nearest decimal. I understand heart rate goes up during the Dr. Dahlia Show, but we're just talking normal heart rate. Okay. Got that? Number three. Which muscle in the back is the most common culprit in back pain? The mother-in-law muscle. No, it's not the mother-in-law muscle, although you do get credit for the logic behind that one. That's not the answer, though. Not the answer. I'll give you guys half credit for mother-in-law muscle. But I really need the name of the muscle. I don't know. English, Latin. It's probably in Latin. You're gonna have to give me the, yeah. You can't fake translate this. The most common muscle involved in back pain. Number four. What do you mean this is too hard? Number four, internal hemorrhoids lie in what body part? There's actually a specific body part. No, you can't use the cuss word. Honestly, the cuss word term isn't even the right answer. So it's supposed to be an actual anatomical part. Where do internal hemorrhoids lie? Number five, true false. Obamacare will insure 35 million people by 2016. Again, no cuss words on this one. True or false? Obamacare will insure 35 million people by the year 2016. And number six, final question. What illness did Dr. Dahlia have and come down with last week? Gonorrhea. No, it was not an STD. Wasn't an STD. No STDs are going to be allowed on that one. And how do you know? Okay. Pencils down. Pencils down. Ready for the answers? Pencils down. Okay, here we go. All right, Chiva. I mean, and no cheating, guys. Come on, really. I can tell. Look, I don't know where you think my studio is, but it's somewhere in the vicinity of God. So I could see everything. All right, with God's help. All right, number one. True or false? The nucleus propulsus is a real word in medicine. The answer is true. I didn't make that word up. That actually is. It actually is a real term in medicine. It's kind of like the jelly-like, you know, substance in the middle of your disc. You know, so when you have a herniated nucleus propulsus, which is what we look at, if you have a herniated disc, it could be part of what's in the disc. Like a peanut butter jelly sandwich and there's too much jelly. In the middle, you take a bite and it squirts out everywhere. That's a nucleus propulsus. Okay, so the answer to that is true. Dr. Dahlia is not making up terms on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Nucleus propulsus, real word. Number two, what should be the normal heart rate of an average adult? The range is actually 60 to 100. So if you got 82.5, you were really showing off, honestly, teacher's pet. I don't mind that. I think that's pretty cool. Bring me an apple next time, though. But I would say the ideal heart rate is between 70 and 90. But it could be anywhere between 60 and 100. But I got to be honest, if I see you guys flirting with the 90s, I don't like it too much. And I'll usually, you know, look at your caffeine intake, etc. Okay, number three, which muscle in the back is the most common culprit in back pain? One of the largest muscle groups in the back is called the quadratus lumborum. So... words, and I check for your flexion, extension. No, not to check your prostate. We're talking about back pain. When I ask you to kind of bend forwards to look at your back, you guys are real. You guys are comedians. Stop it. And you can see the spasm in the back. That's usually your quadratus lumborum. And that is, that's in Latin. Quadratus must mean four something. So I guess four groups. All right, number four. Maybe quadratus lumborum means the next question is number four. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You're in the middle of a pop quiz. If you joined us late, you missed a pop quiz, you automatically failed. Automatic fail. Number four. Internal hemorrhoids lie in what body part? It's actually the rectum. We've had to review at length the colon, and many of you mix up the anus and the rectum. Sorry. You do. You mix up the anus and the rectum. I almost failed medical school for mixing those two up. Internal hemorrhoids are up, and they usually lie in the lower part of the rectum. Anus is the opening, and then external hemorrhoids come through, prolapse from the rectum, through the anus, into the outside world. Hello! Those are the external hemorrhoids. Big difference. No, you do not get half credit. No half credit. No. Number five, true or false? Obamacare will insure 35 million by the year 2016. The answer is false. There is no guarantee, right? And many of these millions of Americans who think they're going to get Obamacare, if they don't get a job, they're not going to be insured. And if they don't care about the tax, they're probably not going to purchase insurance on their own. So we do not believe the 35 million people that are claimed to be insured by Obamacare will get insurance. If you did throw in a couple cuss words, I will probably give you some bonus points. And then finally, what illness did Dr. Dahlia come down with last week? It was not an STD. It was acute gastroenteritis. Excellent. Yes, I was vomiting. I was diarrhea-ing. Explosive diarrhea gets an... I will count explosive diarrhea. Irritable bowel. Yes, I will count it. PMS. Well, that's a good one. If any of you put PMS, I don't know how you detected that one. You definitely get a point for that. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. Well done. All right. That's 6 out of 6. Good job. Don't go away. We've got a lot of medical news coming up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Y'all doing out there? All right, licking your wounds. I know, Olivia. I really feel bad for you. Honestly, it keeps the mind sharp. Taking tests, right? Going to classes, studying, all right? Keeps your mind sharp. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a lot of medical news to talk about and discuss. First, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Now, I know it's Halloween time. Very, very exciting next few days coming up. One of my favorite holidays. I really love it. What I don't love is the arguments with my kids. And one of my kids, he wanted me to purchase. I still don't get this whole purchasing a Halloween outfit. That really blows my mind. We had to make our own. I've told you guys before what one of my favorite Halloween outfits, costumes were. I was in medical school, and of course I was poor, as usual. Hold on, have to readjust my exercise ball. All right, I'm sitting on an exercise ball. All right, so one of my Halloween costumes in medical school was I was Inside Out. You guys have heard about this, right? Inside Out. So basically, I wore, you know, a shirt and pants. Then I put on a bra over it, a bra and panties. And then I had Kleenex on the bra and a maxi pad on the underwear. So it was Inside Out. It was great. I think it was the hit of the party. I don't know. I was a second-year medical student, I think, right? And it was cheap, and it got the job done. Now, one of my friends, Dr. Gamina, was pseudostratified columnar epithelium. And he had this big wall, Remember Electric Company? You would have this guy kind of dressed as a wall, and he would come in and fit. Was it Electric Company? Via Allegra? No, I think it was Electric Company. Yeah, anyway, my friend Dr. Gambino was pseudo-stratified columnar epithelium. Yeah. But I was Inside Out, and even though my outfit was less work, I thought it was a bigger hit. Although he had some mitochondria and some macrophages in it. We are not dorks in medical school. That's cool. You have a costume with some mitochondria, right? And some, you know, subcutaneous fat. That's some pretty cool costuming. Anyway, my kids won't listen to me. They want me to purchase their costumes. And my son wanted to be the headless horseman. I think that's ridiculous. You don't walk around headless. I think that's creepy. But the costumes I've allowed my kids to wear, and guilty as charged, have been like, what, like the Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street, zombie, bloody, I mean, and also, when do kids walk around with props during Halloween? I went to this one Halloween store, and you know, you could buy knives and swords, obviously they're dull. You know that thing in Lord of the Rings? Where, you know, I think it was the third movie where, the bad guy was on some sort of a dinosaur thing that killed the king and the daughter of the king, I still don't know their names. If they weren't Viggo Mortensen, I don't know their names, had this ball with a whole bunch of spikes on it. Yeah, you could buy one of those ball things with spikes. And so that's what my kids want. I go, well, I thought you're supposed to hold candy. And it's this contest on who has the bloodiest costume. Now, one article actually complained about that, saying these kids as young as five are, you know, walking around with violence. You know, does it make them more violent? No. Do I think they aspire to be these zombies or Abraham Lincoln vampire hunters? I guess they do. You know, I do miss the whole Avenger or DC Comics type things. But honestly, if you wear a Spider-Man suit, you know, it's just not as cool anymore. So I guess these little kindergartners want bloodied type of costumes. Just put your foot down. I told my kids no. I told my kids hell to the no. I was like, no. I mean, you could be a Lord of the Ring character. That's fine. But no blood, no severing, and the price has got to be under $75. I put a lower limit on that, but this is ridiculous. Okay, anyway, how do you keep your kids safe this Halloween? I know. I'm really more worried about the adults going trick or drink. But CBS News had a CBC News. CBC News. See, that's what I would do. If I had a network, I would make it sound as close to ABC, CBS, NBC, so people think it's like a big network. All right, CBC News. CBC News has 10 tips to keep your kids safe on Halloween. No, I can't think them up myself, and I have to look at a source. You think I could come up with that? Look, I came up with the pop quiz. Hey, that was enough thinking for one show prep. Okay, a big problem. Oh, CBC comes from Canada. Oh, okay. So what are the Canadians doing? That you know, the Canadians know how to be safe. Canadians don't have as many problems as we do, except when it comes to socialized medicine. All right. Well, then you know, if an article comes from Canada, right, trying to teach you how to avoid injury, you might want to listen to it, because remember, they got socialized medicine and we're about to get socialized medicine. So I would probably listen to it, because they probably have this stuff down pat, preventing you from needing to go to the doctor. Okay. Many of us will buy whatever costume we could find that's cheap on the clearance rack. I've done that many times, and it doesn't fit the kid. And you just take the, you know, get them the gown or you get them whatever, and you say it'll work. Don't let them trip. Okay. Tripping injuries, believe it or not, are huge. These kids trip. They fall. They bleed. If they bleed, what do you got to do? You got to take them back to the house, and it has to stop your trick or treating. You don't want your kid to bleed. Number two, they're urging avoiding masks if you can, and put makeup on your kid's face. Right? Yeah, my husband's going to like that one. But the thing is these masks, and I can't stand it when my kids wear masks. They can't see. They have no peripheral vision. The eyes never match up because the mask doesn't usually fit. And they're walking around in the dark. If you can, the kids like to have the face makeup. It's fun. They, you know, yeah, you'll have to wash and make sure they don't get acne later. But still, try to face paint them. Okay, you know, as opposed to using masks. And you'll probably save $35. I see what some of these masks cost. They're pretty expensive stuff. I love putting those glow sticks on my kids. I know it doesn't match the whole Freddy Krueger ensemble, but I like to slap a big pink glow stick on my boy's costume when they're not looking, so I know where they are. Yeah, they're 13 and 10. Actually, my boy turned 10. My little baby turned 10. I guess I better start losing the baby weight. Yeah, happy birthday to my baby Brock. Taking little kisses. Anyway, so slap pink or light green glow sticks on these kids. This way you could see them. Careful, I'm making this stuff up. I'm not even reading this article anymore. You need to really be careful with this whole candle and the pumpkin and the jack-o'-lantern thing. I know some of you go crazy decorating the house. I don't do it because I actually take my kids to a neighborhood where I think the candy's going to be fancy, right? I mean, nobody really checks if you live in that neighborhood. I mean, honestly, if you don't have any voter ID laws, you sure as heck can go and trick-or-treat in somebody else's neighborhood if you think, you know, the mean housing price is twice yours. So I like to take my kids to a rich neighborhood so they get the full-on candy bars. They don't know. Really? I haven't seen you in the neighborhood. Where do you live? Well, I live at 103. You know, the fancy houses always have five numbers. I live at 10321 Bentley Jaguar Road. Oh, okay. Really? We have a Bentley Jaguar Road? Yeah, you do. Give us your candy. Anyway, these jack-o'-lanterns that some of you make, and I gotta admit, pretty cool. I really don't know where you find the time to make them, but pretty cool. Careful with the candles. Also, some of your kids with their long gowns, the gown will sometimes dip into the pumpkin. Keep those pumpkins away from where the kids run and go trick-or-treat, because if they get their gown, obviously in the light, etc. Okay, don't let the kids zigzag back and forth across the street. I would recommend having some sort of a map and plan. Remember, it gets dark. Many of us really don't go outside in the dark, so we get really discombobulated when you're rocking around your neighbor's yard, let alone somebody else's yard. Know where you parked your car. What I always do is I turn on my car alarm. Do you guys do that? I'm at Walmart. I come out of Walmart. I have no idea which football field I parked in, so I hit the alarm. Do that. Yeah, it'll scare the kids, but it is Halloween, right? Okay, you're always going to invite other kids to trick-or-treat with you, whether you want to or not. If your kids have cool costumes, you're in trouble, because these other little kids are going to follow. The problem with these little kids, they're really too slow, okay? And you know, they really, you know, crap your style and hurt your groove. But keep in mind, you may have little kids behind you. Look behind your butt. You know, houses that have, you know, any sort of pedophilia type of decor, avoid. We only know of the one city, I believe, and is it Simi Valley? Was it Simi Valley where pedophiles weren't allowed to have decorations on their house to invite children? You know, if a jack-o'-lantern has any phallic parts, avoid that house, honestly. If your kid has diabetes, you know, you're obviously going to probably eat the candy for them. But keep in mind, the Canadians are urging that if you have diabetic kids in your neighborhood, this isn't funny. This is honestly, the diabetic kids, they really can't have the treats. So try to have sugar-free gum, peanuts, or like money. I think passing out money is wonderful. I always like getting money, not pennies. No, don't move neighborhoods. Give healthy treats. Your house will not get egged. There's got to be something healthy. Popcorn balls. Popcorn balls. Okay, and start the evening early so you still have some light. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDali, DocDali. Or you could save on three bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. I have an iPhone. I think I have an iPhone 3 still. Let me know, guys, if the newer iPhones, they have better memory. I keep getting 90% of my voicemail full. I don't have that much voicemail, which means now I got to re-listen to all the voicemail and see what I want to keep and what I can't stand that. I hate dumping voicemail messages unless I have too many apps going on. That kind of confuses me. I really don't get this tech stuff. I don't. Okay, I'll have to figure this out on the next break. When's our next break? Do you guys want me to talk about medical stuff, or can I fix my phone? Okay. I'll wait till next break. 1-877-DocDali. Speaking of tech stuff, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow me on Facebook. Don't leave a voice message because it looks like per my iPhone I got to delete the sucker. Follow me on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, remember there was a Brazilian student who, for charity, was going to auction off her virginity. Caterina Migliorini, right? I don't know what the charity is. From what I understand, she even has a publicist. And she has auctioned off her virginity, and the highest bidder is a Japanese man named Natsu. He faced strong competition per mail online from an Indian man and two Americans. She says she is not a prostitute because she is only selling her body once. And from what I understand, she doesn't get to keep the $780,000. She also has a film crew involved for a documentary called Virgins Wanted. From what I understand, I think the man also being featured in the documentary gets... Oh, there's a man in there that also is a virgin. I guess he's going to be in the show also. That's kind of interesting. She's going to use the money to build homes for poverty-stricken families. Wow, $780,000 to a Japanese... am I the only one that thinks this is weird? It's got to be illegal. Oh, that's right. Remember we talked about the story? I think she's going to lose her virginity in a plane so that she's not over a particular country and therefore doesn't violate certain laws. Is that what's going to happen? Okay, do we even care? I don't think we care. Let's move on. Oh, the intercourse itself will not be filmed, and Natsu will retain a right to be anonymous. Yeah, but we know his name, unless that was a fake name. His picture is not allowed to appear in the media. His picture of what? Katerina will be delivered, quote-unquote, to her buyer on board a plane between Australia and the U.S. She is going to be interviewed before and after the sex act. Let me make this quick and easy. She's probably going to be like, ah, after the sex act. She's probably going to be like, what? That was the quickest 2 minutes of my life. Okay, are we done with that story? Can I move on? Sometimes I got to make sure the boss is happy that I'm reporting these stories in depth. Here we go. Man born with one testicle bigger than the other is actually going to have them fixed, but what they're going to use is a chin transplant. I'm sorry. Come on, people. I gotta get serious stories here. I'm not faking. This is a chin transplant. Oh my gosh. How do you do these without giggling? Okay. I apologize. You have men that are born with cryptocortism, which basically they'll even have an undescended testicles, and then when they surgically, let's say you have a baby with an undescended testicle. Yeah, we're talking about testicles again on the show. I don't see how we could escape it. You have a baby with an undescended testicle. If you leave that testicle where it's at, it has a higher risk of testicular cancer. So we'll either remove it or we'll let it drop, whatnot. Now, we have a 45-year-old gentleman that's been very upset, and he's had body dysmorphic disorder. They call it a mental health condition, but honestly, it's where you don't like your body. I would not say he has body dysmorphic disorder because he actually has something that I think he logically has a valid complaint about. I usually use body dysmorphic disorder for somebody who is just drop-dead gorgeous, who still thinks they're too fat, or they need a nose job or a chin job, etc. To me, that's a body dysmorphic disorder, but for some reason they've diagnosed him with that, probably to get insurance to pay for it. And what they're going to do, Mexican surgeons are going to carry out the operation, okay, usando un implant de la cara. So they're going to use what we use to plump up the chin or cheekbones, hence a chin implant. Dr. Ugarte and his colleagues at the National Autonomous University of Mexico, they've already done this, made a small incision in the man's groin and placed a silicon chin implant between the left testicle and several layers of tissue. This is not funny, it's serious stuff. The piece of silicon is about 6 millimeters thick. No, you can't ask for super size. And it's routinely used to plump up the chin in the cheekbone. Surgery is safe. Doesn't reduce fertility. He said the man's sex life was back to normal after a month. You know, most men aren't completely equal, right? Not in terms of that size. But from what we understand, it was significant enough and they fixed it. Oh, good for him. I'm pretty happy for him. Okay, another study came out. Okay, whew. See, I got through that one. Look, this is stuff that happens. I have to inform you of these things because many of you could have a testicle that's misshapen, and there are ways to fix it. I mean, that's why we study, these new technologies day in and day out. And it is important. I mean, I can't tell you how many women have lopsided breasts, and they get those fixed. Why can't men get themselves fixed? You know, why not? All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have, from what I understand, a scientist who says that premenstrual syndrome may all be in the head and a complete myth. Now, no, this is actually a woman who came out with this. I don't know what she experiences on day 28, 29, but myth my butt. Dr. Sarah Roman's analysis of dozens of studies, she analyzed dozens of studies from around the world, found evidence for premenstrual mood swings to be tenuous. I remember learning that word in high school. I think that means bad, wrong, false. I don't know. Look, I'm not an English instructor. She said many of the studies found no proof that women's moods fluctuate over the course of the month. Okay, just get testimony from Don over here. That should be scientific evidence enough. Other studies found females to be the moodiest at a time other than when their period was due. Her findings are in sharp contrast, you think, to the general belief that almost all women of reproductive age experience irritability and symptoms of premenstrual syndrome. Okay, can I please describe what premenstrual syndrome is? No, I'm going to describe it. Okay, now, first of all, this is wrong. Not every woman has PMS, okay? I can't tell you how many periods I went through. In fact, I think I'm going through one now. No PMS at all. You know, really happy, happy-go-lucky, everything's fine. However, every now and then, and a lot of women don't talk about it, the progesterone increase or the progesterone drop really messes with your bowels. And for some of us women, it's really difficult to poop. Now, we don't talk about that with PMS. I talk about it because I just always talk about my bowels on the show. It's called lack of content. And my shows are pre-written for me. And when you can't poop and you get bloated and then you start to retain water and your breasts hurt, I don't know what the heck this Sarah chick is talking about, but your boobs hurt. You definitely don't feel like having sex at the time. You have to run out and buy tampons and those super plus. I don't know why they talk comfort in the commercials. It feels like that Lord of the Rings ball and chainy thingy we were just talking about. You're going to be miserable. Okay. It's not all in the head. There are physical symptoms that cause you to feel bad. And then look at the serotonin. When your serotonin drops, you can get grumpy or moody. PMS is real. Now, it shouldn't prevent us from getting a promotion. It shouldn't prevent us from getting equal pay. In fact, the work that I have been able to do when I used to do ER and OR and deliver babies, I should get a Purple Heart for doing it while I was PMS. But no, it is real. Anyway, she looked at studies from 1971 to 2007, and I really don't know what you know, orifice she pulled this out of. So I disagree. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. Vitamin D. If you've been told you're low in vitamin D, that may be tenuous. Don't go away.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, Berkey, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Okay, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I looked up what tenuous means. According to dictionaryreference.com, it means thin or slender in form. One day I wish to be tenuous, lacking a sound basis as reasoning, unsubstantiated, weak, or what we would say bogus. Okay, so that's what this psychologist is claiming that PMS is, that there being a real sort of physiological reasoning for PMS is tenuous. She thinks she's helping the women cause, and she's not. Because people are going to say, oh, you see, it's all in their head, and women are using this as an excuse, and they're playing the PMS card. That's wrong. I think there's enough scientific, biological, and written testimonial proof to purport that there are that it's not tenuous. By the way, guys, don't forget we're going to Alaska next June. Yeah, we all are. We'll all fit on the ship. Dr. Dahlia Cruz, leaving out of Seattle next June. We're going to be going into the 4th of July weekend. It's going to be a nice week-long trip. Make sure you sign up. The cabins are a-booking. Go to the website at drdahlia.com. Find information on the Dr. Dahlia Cruz or email me, Twitter me, Facebook me, so we can get you guys set up for that. Don't forget also a little later today when you guys are on Facebook to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. And to find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, we need to talk about this. This is something that I have had a real difficult time with over the last couple years. Us being, quote-unquote, vitamin D deficient. Now, I've been running vitamin D levels in my office for now a good few years. Because they say, well, low vitamin D puts you at risk for heart disease and cancer, etc. Yet 95% of my patients are low in vitamin D. So I've put 95% of my patients on vitamin D supplements. I've been telling them to just go to the store, get a couple thousand units of vitamin D, some of you on 3,000 units, some of you higher. Now, I've even seen some endocrinologists put you on 50,000 units a week. There's been some stories flirting with the idea that sometimes too much vitamin D could hurt your kidneys. Maybe could irritate the liver, but no, the latest study said we had to treat vitamin D. And I've been very frustrated, and I've been expressing my frustration with my patients, you know, going, I don't understand this. You all are low on vitamin D. So what? I have to, because I don't like the idea of you needing supplements to get through life. I like to think that God gave us everything we needed. And I just get a little creeped out that whatever you have isn't good enough. That just doesn't make sense. I mean, how else did we live this long? But the only reason why I put up with this whole vitamin D baloney is because we are out in the sun less. Not that I completely agree with that, but I am against skin cancer. So I'm going to lean towards the caution and say, you know, stay out of the sun. But honestly, if plants need sun, and your, what else needs sun? Plants. I'm sure humans do too. All right. Well, a study has come out, and I've been waiting for this one, that say maybe 80 million Americans who have been previously considered as low vitamin D, ain't. And they don't need supplements at all. They say the older guidelines, and any of you that have had a vitamin D test, has the limit, the cutoff, at 30 nanograms per milliliter. So when I check your vitamin D and you come in at 29, you get a big asterisk on the lab. It's bolded. And then it talks about vitamin D deficiency. So here you are, your level is 29, and I got to throw you on vitamin D. But the newer Institute of Medicine guidelines say, you want to know what? A minimum level of 20 nanograms per milliliter is sufficient. If that's the case, I can't tell you how many thousands of my patients actually are normal in vitamin D. This is ridiculous. Now, they say not all experts agree with the new guidelines from the, what are they called again? Institute of Medicine. You know what? If they're called Institute, they've got to be big. They say the Institute of Medicine is a nonprofit American organization that dispenses health advice. All right. Well, I like what they dispensed. Pez dispensed more of this because, honestly, I've really had a problem putting 95% of my patients on vitamin D. It just doesn't make sense. All right. And we've talked about lab values and you know, how these labs come up with lab values. I think I just talked about it a couple days ago, where if you notice year after year, your cholesterol level or your blood count level was either normal and then it was abnormal and then it was normal again, yet the number was the same. Why was it normal one year and abnormal the next? Because many of these labs, what they do each year is they do an analysis of all the norms, and every norm gets an X. So you can just imagine the thousands upon thousands of X's, and they take the range of where most of the X's were, and sometimes they move it up the scale and sometimes they move it down the scale. And it just kind of perplexes me that 95% of my practice, of those that, of course, I check vitamin D for, are low. And by the way, a vitamin D test isn't that cheap. So if the 20 nanograms per milliliter is sufficient, then many of us, you know, many of you are not vitamin D deficient. What also bothers me is some of you that were down into the low 20s, I was running parathyroid hormone on. Not the parathyroid hormone. Yeah, I was running parathyroid hormone on all y'all, because parathyroid, if your parathyroid hormone is off, it could affect your vitamin D. And here I am looking at a lab with you with a whopping, or 19, some of you in the teens, I'm sending you to an endocrinologist because your levels were in the teens. And if you're that low in vitamin D, then supposedly or allegedly you were that much more at risk for cancer and other types of maladies. Okay, yeah. All right, so now, I don't know what the endocrinologists are going to say in terms of this. We also know that low vitamin D, low vitamin D, you could get rickets, although we really don't see rickets as much anymore. Not a lot of pirates out there, but you do have a lot of children in Northern Europe that just never get sun. Or, live up in Alaska, let's say, they just don't get sun. They don't have food fortified with vitamin D. And there is rickets. And we are starting to see rickets on the rise, especially in Northern European countries. But if, the kids out here are drinking milk supplemented with vitamin D, they should be pretty good. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, talk to your doctor. Ask them if the lab is going to use this new level. But this just makes a heck of a lot of sense to me. And it just kind of blows my mind that, we let this go as long as we did. This was an interesting study. This economy stinks. It still stinks, and I don't know how much longer it's going to stink. And for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, whose show doesn't stink, by the way. Sometimes I really don't know what the cat did in my studio. They say 26% of U.S. adults have used a coupon on the first date. Can you believe that? New coupon cabin survey reveals that more than a quarter of U.S. adults have pulled out a coupon on the first date. That's up from 18% last year. Now, although 1% claim they would walk out and leave the date, most people say that, well, not most, 12% say that stay on the date. They won't say anything, but they probably won't go out with them again. 3% say they would say something to the date, like, really, a coupon? Listen. Okay, if somebody's taking you out and paying, I don't care how they pay for it. If they use American Express, if they use Visa, if they use a gift card they got for Christmas, or if they're using a 2-for-1, or if they're using comps they get from the casino, they're taking you out. It's a free meal. I can't tell you how many free meals I benefited from. Special steak and eggs. That was my date. Okay, you're getting more than steak and eggs at $1.99. I would shut up and take it. Looks good to me. And for those of you pulling out a coupon, you may want to kind of, hide it a little bit. Just in case you are with somebody who thinks that's, a little cheap. But honestly, I dig the whole coupon thing. I think it's cool. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.